Deshaun Watson is so young and so talented. There's no surprise. He's won national championships. If you can play, you can play. And he can play. In CenturyLink, in a tough environment, to play as good as he did against a really, really good defense, and our defense shows his talent.
What's so special about Watts is his confidence. You felt it in pregame. And then, you know, the way he attacked us, it was unique.
That bomb over top of our head to number 15, he threw that ball so deep. It was an amazing throw.
Airs it out deep downfield. Watts, Fuller, and Fuller's got it! Touchdown, Houston!
All right, that's a little bit of the NFL Top 100 piece that was done on Deshaun Watson, produced by NFL Films. You can see it on HoustonTexans.com, on the Texans app. This is John Harris. I'm Drew Doherty. We're back here on 360 from the digital studio, the Dig, as we like to call it. And that's a pretty interesting exercise they do every single May, June, April, all that stuff. They canvass the league. Yep. They get some guys on camera from other teams to talk about players on other teams. And think about the guys they got there. Earl Thomas might be in the Hall of Fame someday. Yeah. Russell Wilson, you can pretty say good. The same. Michael Bennett, pretty darn good player as well. Yeah. And Kevin Byard was all pro at safety, and he saw the Texans and Deshaun Watson put up nearly a 60-burger on him here last October. Very, very high praise. Earl Thomas had a pick six off Deshaun Watson, and he's singing his praises nonetheless. I mean, it was really cool seeing that.
And it's so funny to think about that Seattle game, because a lot of people forget that he did throw, because he had such a great game.
Yeah.
That he did throw that pick six to Earl Thomas that got it back to a 7-7 game.
Shrugged it off
game.
His shoulders.
Just kept firing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what impressed that Seahawks defense that much more, was he just kept coming at them. They had really no answers for him. And Kevin Byard, the same thing. He talked about it. He said, look, he was gunslinging against us.
Yeah.
And he did. He said there were a couple of throws that were just magical. I mean, that was the word that, you know, Mark used it in the play-by-play account of the one touchdown.
He looks like magical. Houdini. He looks like Houdini out there at times.
Yeah, that's not a dated reference, is it? Everybody knows who Houdini is, right?
Yeah, he's a legend.
David Blaine sort of thing, if you're young. You
but
know,
bigger, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Same kind of thing. But it is. It's high praise. I kept wondering where he was going to fall. I knew he was going to be in the top 100, and every week when they would whittle it down by 10, it's like, man, they've gotten all the way through the bottom half and still haven't gotten to him. Of course, to get to him at number 50. There's still a few more Texans that are going to be on the top 100.
Clowney, Hopkins.
Yeah, and I think Tyrann Mathieu should be, but I don't know if he's going to be. But they've got 40 more to go, and we know that two of those players, Clowney and Hopkins, will be in the top 40, which I think says something. All the Titans have been revealed, but six Jaguars on that list. Last year, there were only two.
Yeah, it's a fun – I mean, it's nothing scientific. Don't think too much about it, but it's just a good indicator – of where the rest of the league stands.
The players.
The players. Where they stand on Deshaun Watson.